The Karate Princess, written by Jeremy Strong and read by Leslie Sharp.
Chapter 1. The 16th Princess. When Belinda was born, her father, King Stormbelly, took one look at her and said, "Ugh!" Belinda's mother smiled mildly and observed that princesses never looked their best at 2 o'clock in the morning, especially when they were only 1 hour old. As for Belinda, she let out such an almighty wail that the king stuffed his fingers in his ears and fled back to bed. As time went by, Belinda lost her creased-up wrinkles and began to look altogether more attractive, though never beautiful. King Stormbelly decided that something had gone wrong with the child. He had 16 children. They were all girls, they were all princesses, and they were all astonishingly beautiful and talented, all except for Belinda, who was quite ordinary. But she did have eyes of a most serene blue. The king never seemed to notice Belinda's eyes.
"I don't know what we're going to do about her," grumbled King Stormbelly as Belinda grew up and showed no signs of becoming a ravishing beauty. "All the other princesses will find husbands easily, but nobody will be foolish enough to marry her. She's not even particularly clever."
The queen didn't say anything, because she knew that if she started to argue, Stormbelly would just fly into one of his silly tempers, start kicking the guards and hurt his feet on their heavy armour. Then he'd take to his bed and stay there for a week, pretending all his toes were broken and it was all the queen's fault. So the queen didn't say anything, but she thought a great deal. She was fond of all her daughters, and especially pleased that 15 of them were astonishingly beautiful. But she was even more pleased that Belinda was different. What's more, she knew that Belinda was a lot cleverer than her father, and it was only because Belinda always beat her father playing snap that the king was so grumpy about her. All the same, the king was quite right when he said that the 15 beautiful princesses would easily find husbands, whereas Belinda would have to do a bit of work if she ever wanted to marry. The queen thought about all these things, and then decided what ought to be done. First of all, she went to Belinda very quietly and whispered in her ear, "Belinda, dear, the next time you play snap with your father, please make sure that you lose."
"Oh, Mum!"
Belinda didn't like losing at anything.
"Do I have to?"
The queen nodded and Belinda sighed, but the next time she played a game with her father, she lost.
"Snap!" cried Stormbelly triumphantly. "Ha-ha! You've got to have sharp eyes to beat me, Belinda!"
"Yes, Dad, I can see that," the youngest princess murmured shamefacedly. Off went the king, singing and dancing down the palace corridors, swinging round on the arms of the astonished guards and making them dance with him, until at last he reached the queen. "You seem very cheerful, dear," she mused.
"Ha-ha! Do you know I've just won a game of snap? Old Sharp Eyes, that's me!"
He held his big belly and laughed. The queen smiled too. "Oh, I am pleased."
"Ah," said the king, sitting down with a soft thud. "She's not such a bad girl, Belinda.